The Feud by Kimberly Chambers. Read by Annie Aldington. My daddy told me I never should play with the gypsies in the wood. Prologue. Summer 1970. As Eddie Mitchell ran his fingers along the side of the baseball bat, he could feel the beads of sweat forming along his forehead. It was one of those muggy days where flying ants appeared. It was far too hot to be suited and booted and stuck in the back of a transit van. Eddie listened intently as his father repeated his instructions.
We don't want an all-out war, so nothing too heavy, boys. This is a little warning for 'em, and if they don't get the message, then heavy'll come later.
As the rest of the family discussed the feud, Eddie sat in silence. In his eyes, the O'Haras had taken a fucking liberty and deserved more than a little warning. For as long as Ed could remember, his dad, Harry, had run the pub protection racket in the East End. No one messed with the Mitchells. No one dared. And then, like an unwanted disease, the O'Haras appeared on the scene and tried to muscle in on their patch. Eddie was the youngest member of the family firm. His dad ran the show, along with his uncle Reg. Then there was Paulie and Ronnie, his two elder brothers.
You're okay, son?
Smiling with anticipation, Eddie nodded at his father. The O'Haras were a travelling family who had recently moved to the East End from Cambridgeshire. Eddie hated travellers. In his eyes, they were uncouth, low-life, inbred scum. In particular, he hated Jimmy O'Hara. He was the strongest of the sons, the loudest, and flashed.